So let's talk about how do we deselect, and how does the attorneys deselect juries, jurors? And there are two methods. The first, obviously, is two methods within the courtroom. Obviously, there are excuses that can be made. There are exemptions that apply. But I'm not going to talk about those reasons for removing a juror from a veneer panel. The two ways that are left to the court and left to the litigants are strikes for cause and peremptory strikes. And both of these strikes, these types of strikes of jurors, really get to the ultimate overarching goal of the jury process, right? To determine whether or not there are jurors that can be fair and impartial to the jury. And so at the end of the day, we're looking at potential biases of a juror. Now, those biases may be expressed by their attitudes on certain issues. The biases may be expressed through their experiences that they've lived through. And so there are a number of ways that these biases, that biases can be expressed from a juror. Now, the rules that apply to jury selection range from Rule 227 all the way up to Rule 235, or 221 to 235. And these rules talk about the definition of a challenge, a cause to in order to strike a juror. But there's also provided, direction about jury selection that's provided for in the government code. And the government code essentially, you know, states that a juror may be disqualified if he or she has a bias or prejudice in favor of or against a party in a case. And so that brings us to talking about strikes for cause. And strikes for cause are also discussed in Rule 227 and Rule 228 of the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. And they're mirroring kind of what statements are made in the government code. The rule says that a party may challenge a juror for cause by objecting to bias or prejudice that disqualifies the juror from serving in the case and that renders the juror unfit to serve in this particular case. Now, in looking at those rules, the Texas Supreme Court the Texas Supreme Court has determined through a number of cases that now are well over 15 years old that have defined the nature of a strike for cause and has sort of put some parameters that the courts and the litigants are supposed to follow and should follow in determining and evaluating a strike for cause. Now, the strikes for cause typically address what we would call, or what I would call, an explicit bias. A bias that the juror, based on their statements, have revealed. I have a certain dislike of X, and I have a certain affinity for Y. And so by being able to point to specific statements of that particular juror, then as to those issues, then the counsel can raise a strike for cause. Now, the preeminent cases that are discussed in terms of the recent developments of the strikes for cause are Cortez versus HCCI San Antonio, is a Texas Supreme Court case in 2005. The subsequent to that, also in 2005, the court issued the decision of El Hafi versus Baker. A year later, the court also issued another opinion to add to kind of the parameters for strikes for cause in the decision of Hyundai Motor Company versus Vasquez, and that's a 2006 decision. Now, I won't in this discussion really talk about those cases. They've been there for a while. There have been subsequent appellate court cases that have sort of added more detail to the parameters that the Texas Supreme Court set forth in those cases. But those cases are the ones that we look to in trying to select a jury. The first word of advice I would say is that for litigants coming down to the courts to select a jury is to always pull out those cases, right? Pull out Cortez, pull out Hyundai, look at Rule 227, 228. Look at the technical procedures that you need to follow in order to make sure that you have a